KB4 CBA Mobile.
KB4 Mobile.
Good morning, KB4 CBA Mobile. Name's David.
Perfect. Riding up the hill from Pendleton. Give me a minute here and I'll be at the top of it.
I had the music going. I heard you I didn't know who it was because the music was blasting everything out, the radio out, the amateur radio anyway.
This morning, huh?
Listen to some really old stuff.
What is there?
Well, I doubt you would know. It's an old Christian rock group called, their names, DeGarmo and Key. And they did some, pretty heavy rock and roll stuff. But I just really like their style. And of course, they're not a group anymore, but back in the day they were really good.
Man, the back of my brain's going, say Just Add Water, Just Add Water. I saw them live one time, they're pretty good. Seen a couple others, their name slips my mind at the moment.
XS Mobile.
KB2HXS, KB4 CBA, go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen and Dave. The two groups I remember back in the day is Petra and the Phil Keaggy Band. Those are the two I listened to.
I used to listen to some Petra, and Phil Keaggy is one of my favorites. For years he came to a church down in... once a year down in on way south on Woodruff Road. I can't think of the name of it, but it was just past the Highway 14 and Woodruff Road exit and or intersection, and we would go every year. He was so good, I tell you, and he would bring a loop machine, and he would start playing, and he would record that, and then he would loop it, and then he would start playing along with that, and he would record that and loop it in, and he might even sing some background vocals into his guitar, and he would loop that in there too. It was really funny. And he's just really a talented guy.
I don't know the other station. Other station, okay. I saw Phil Keaggy way back in the 80s. He played in an auditorium, one of the school auditoriums, back up on Long Island. He lives upstate New York. That's where he grew up, I believe. And I saw him with his full band back then. He was still playing, a little bit more rock. Now he's more jazzy. I've seen some stuff on YouTube recently. He's still very good. He's still excellent. He's a heck of a guitar player.
I don't know if this is true or not, but can you play QHV?
I'm not sure which one of us might be. I've got no reception at the moment.
So you had a little bit of a double there. Dave, why don't you stand by the other station? Go ahead and take it. I didn't know if you were still in there or not.
In the world, and he said, I don't know. You'd have to ask Phil Keaggy.
Hang on, Dave. The other station, go ahead. What's going on? I thought there was another station in there, Dave, but I missed some of what you said.
In a bad spot. I was just saying, I'm not sure if this is true, but I've heard this several times. I've never read it, but it was in one of the rock magazines, like Rolling Stone or something, and they were interviewing Jimi Hendrix, and They said, how does it feel to be the greatest guitar player in the world? And he said, I don't know. You'd have to ask Phil Keaggy.
I've heard people put Jeff Beck on that pedestal, too. But, yeah, no, Phil is, he's, man, he's still a fantastic guitar player. He, I was watching an interview one time where he was describing, he got invited to Paul McCartney's, one of his daughter's wedding, and he was invited to come and play, you know, and play and sing at the wedding. And I guess Paul and Phil got along real well. I mean, I don't know whatever happened, if they ever played together or what, but that was pretty interesting. He got called to do a wedding for Paul McCartney's daughter. Wow.
He was talking as, I wish I could remember the name of the church, but anyway, at that concert, I think he said he's some kind of distant kin to Paul McCartney. And I could be wrong by that, but I think that's what he said. But he said he didn't get to see him very often, and so I didn't even know about that. And so that's probably how he got that, you know, got that gig was, you know, because they're some distant kin. And but anyway, my wife bought me tickets to the Paul McCartney concert when he was here at the Montecours arena, and so we went to see him, and it was really awesome. He played for 3 hours straight with no break. It was just unbelievable.
You got to figure, as busy as that man is over the years, I'm sure him and Phil didn't get on. They didn't get together too often.
I can imagine. I can't think of the guy's name. There's a British comedian. He's of course he's a lot younger than Paul, and he what's the guy's name? He's a little chunky fella, and anyway, but he got in a they were in a Mini Cooper, and he had a CD of Paul's music, and they were driving down some of the streets, you know, like Penny Lane and Abbey Road, and they were talking about, you know, his experiences growing up and stuff, and he would play a song, and they would sing along with it, and it was just so funny. The guy, the comedian, I can't think of his name, he could actually sing pretty good, and so him and Paul would harmonize sometimes on some of the songs. It was really neat.
Yes, I've seen that video. That was the car karaoke. I can't think of it. He's a little chubby, that fella. Yeah, I can't remember his name. Goodness. But yes, I've seen that one.
It was really good. I enjoyed watching it. Some of the, you know, the interviews and stuff, I don't really care for, but that one was just really good. And then they stopped at a pub, I guess, and Paul goes behind stage, and the guy goes, put a quarter in the jukebox, and so somebody gets up and puts a quarter in the jukebox, and they sing a song, and then the curtain closes, and of course everybody's freaking out because they didn't know Paul McCartney was going to be there. And then he says, put another quarter in, and somebody gets up and puts another quarter in the jukebox, and the curtain opens, they sing another song, and it just goes on like that for several, they did four or five songs, I think. It was just really funny.
Oh, yeah, I saw the whole thing. That was good. Well, listen, Dave, let me get out of here. I'm getting close to my destination this morning. I got to get over on another frequency and see if my partner in crime is on the road yet or not. I will catch you later. KB4CBA, KB2HXS.
Have a good day. Be careful out on the road, and we'll talk to you later. I hope you have a good one. I'm going to play some tennis. KB4CBA mobile.
Oh, real quick, I wanted to ask you real fast, what kind of Les Paul did you buy? Did you get a standard, or what is it?
Studio, and it's not a Gibson, it's a, oh gosh, can't think of it, it's, you know, it's the other company, Epiphone, it's an Epiphone Les Paul, so I just didn't want to spend the money for, you know, it had been about, I think the one I wanted was about $2,500, and quite frankly, I don't see the difference or hear the difference, so, or feel the difference, you know, playing it, so, anyway.
Oh, okay, all right, well, if you need a setup done or anything like that, you know, get my number from somebody. And I can I can help you out with it, or if you need any more work than that, I can point you in the right direction. I'm a good luthier. All right, Dave. Have a good morning, sir. I'm out of here. KB2HXS is gone.
23, KB4CBA.